Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 21st, 2023. The main thing is not to stop. Comment: when a person begins to study Kabbalah, a higher power gently guides him. But, sooner or later, one experiences states that dull his mind and feelings as if he had never learned anything before. Beginners, as a rule, at first seem to understand everything, speak correctly, and then when they move from theory to practice, all this is taken away from them. And if they have not established contact with the group, the probability of leaving is very high. My response: it depends on the properties of the soul and on the luck of a person, on his guiding star. The main thing is not to stop. The main thing is not to leave. There is nothing else in life. Well, that is who I am, what can I possibly do? But I will still pursue it. At least at the end of my life, I will not reproach myself for leaving this path. The rest is in the Creator's power no matter what we want. It is the Creator who rules. After all, I must say, there is none else besides Him. This is what He wants. Even though I may have had to change and do things differently, I cannot comprehend what I should be doing so that things would turn out different, or how I did not do it, and yet it is what it is. I cannot compare these two states within myself because they are different. Why do I come to the same conclusion that this and that is the will of the Creator? Where am I in this picture? In our flat imagination, in our flat analysis, we cannot do it. Here, spiritual analysis is required since the other dimension is multipolar. Not our multipolar, but the spiritual. We do not have anything multipolar, we are all selfish and everyone only pushes others from their own selfish point. When space is multipolar and spiritual, when there is a property of bestowal and property of receiving, and they correlate with each other at different levels, then it is a different story. Then you understand that there is an out-of-time concept. Time goes to the past, to the future, and stops. It works as you like. You can go into the past and at the same time change the future and change the past from the future. In general, do whatever you want. It is the data that is at your disposal, just like your whole life. That is, it is no longer our earthly life in a material body. After all, everything that you experience and feel in connection or in divergence with everyone is incessantly multifaceted, multi-layered, and at your complete disposal. You are included in a completely different coordinate system that is n-dimensional. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. The Impact of Kabbalah on a Person, June 11, 2014. Michael Leitman, On the Times of Israel, The Loneliness Epidemic. This month, the U.S. Surgeon General published an advisory on loneliness titled Our Epidemic of Loneliness and Isolation. According to the advisory, approximately half of U.S. adults experienced loneliness daily, even before the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, which only exacerbated the situation. Lack of social connection, states the advisory, can present significant health risks and increase the risk of premature death by 26%. It also increases the risk of heart disease, stroke, anxiety, depression, dementia, and is regarded as one of the primary motivations for self-harm. But perhaps the most disturbing conclusion that emerges from the advisory is the decline in social connections among teenagers and young adults. The decline in social connection time is starkest for young people ages 15 to 24, it states. For this age group, time spent in person with friends has reduced by nearly 70% over almost two decades, between 2003 to 2020. Loneliness is the feeling that I cannot maintain positive reciprocal connections with the people around me. It is not a matter of the number of people who surround me, or the length of time I spend on social media platforms. Feeling alone depends on the quality of the connections, not their quantity. If I feel disconnected, and that I cannot trust the people I am in touch with to support me, And I, too, am disinclined to support them, I will experience loneliness. Not everyone dreads being alone. Some people do not feel disconnected or unsupported because they have few or perhaps no people around them. For others, however, physical isolation translates into a sensation of loneliness, with all its adverse effects. From the moment of birth, the people around us shape our understanding, views, sensations, and perception of the world. I may live in some isolated village, disconnected from civilization, but feel deeply connected to my fellow villagers. In such a state, I will not feel lonely because those around me provide me with all the support and warmth I need, and what I learn through my connections with them suffices for the life I am leading. On the flip side, I may be surrounded by millions of people, but if none of them provides me with support and warmth, and what I learn from them does not provide me with tools that help me cope with life successfully, I will feel alone and lonely. Moreover, the masses of indifferent people around me only amplify my feeling of loneliness and insecurity. I do not need enemies in order to feel lonely. The apathy of the environment is enough to make one feel like a meaningless speck, and very few people can deal with feeling worthless. Especially for young people, who are the most affected by social isolation, we must not ignore the spreading loneliness epidemic. By nature, young people need social connections, as these are their formative years, when they design their worldviews and master the art of living in a civilized society. Without healthy connections, they will grow up insecure and maladapted to society. Such people will never be happy. If we remain inactive in the face of the spreading epidemic, the social consequences could be horrendous. Luckily, we are not helpless. The more active we are toward our environment, the more we can change it. If we are positive toward it, it will reciprocate our attitude. To get support and affirmation from the environment, we need not look for others to provide it to us. Instead, we should initiate such behavior toward others, and they will reciprocate our positive and supportive behavior. Most of us are afraid to open our hearts. We have been conditioned to think that if we open our hearts to others, we become vulnerable and people will hurt us. However, for the most part, the opposite is true. If we open our hearts to others, they will open their hearts to us. Our loneliness, therefore, is more manageable than we might think. If we make the first move toward others, in all likelihood, they will make the next move toward us, and not against us. We can cure the loneliness epidemic, but we must want to cure it, and we must be willing to take small chances. And most importantly, we should not expect others to be friendly to us, unless we are first friendly to them. Reach your star. Question: in the group we play at loving each other, as if we are working for the bestowal. But there is some limit where it collapses. What should be the elements that link the group? Answer: to ascend and acquire the upper world, there must necessarily be mutual irritation, mutual elevation of the goal and its importance, and mutual awareness of the worthlessness of this life and the attitude to it as a necessary existence for the revelation of the Creator. This is all that the group must give to a person. Comment: but one who has tasted spirituality can no longer escape from it. My response: this is a resumo, spiritual informational record, not a drug habit when you cannot escape because you get pleasure. There is no pleasure here, but there is your inner resumo, informational data, which you must realize by moving to the root of your soul from where it descended. This is required of you. In fact, you are drawn to your star. It is from it, out of billions and billions of stars through the whole cosmos, that a ray comes to you, and pulls you back. And you cannot do anything, you must follow it. Everything else is an auxiliary element that will help you climb this ray. Comment: meaning, there is no such option of tasting it and running away. My response: no, because your root is there. In the material world, you have only its point, the smallest reshimo. But a thread connects you with that particular state, with that star. You must reach it. Only there is your eternal, perfect, permanent existence. And in our world, you are like on a business trip. You still have to go up there. There is your home. Therefore, there is no drug addiction here. You just must do it yourself from the inside. You, on the contrary, are thrown away and told, go away. You are not needed. If you want to advance, pay well with your participation, with your service. And you do it because it is important for you to reach the root of your soul. It is important to you. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Star. Constant rebirth. The spiritual world is a completely different system of coordinates. In addition to being n-dimensional, it is also analog. There are no impulses in it where this comes after that, that comes after that, and so on, as they say in Kabbalah, cause and effect development of creation. But we cannot absorb it otherwise, so Kabbalists explain everything to us, precisely in the impulse mode, and then it becomes clear, this is earlier, and this is later, and so on. In the upper world, you enter a completely different space. There everything happens above time, above space, above the past and future, meaning above states where this depends on this and that depends on that. In the spiritual, everything depends on everything, as in an analog system. There is no entrance and exit, at each point, everything is an entrance and everything is an exit. There is no such example in our world. Each time the entrance is your rebirth that is associated with separation from the past and birth on a different, qualitative level. This is what humanity is about to do. I am afraid that we are not yet able to explain clearly to ourselves, and even more so to humanity, what is ahead of us, and how much we need to make superhuman efforts in unification and in moving toward integration. Maximum efforts. Close your eyes and do everything for this. Throw yourself off a cliff into the general stream every second. Otherwise, we have very difficult times ahead of us. As a result, humanity will achieve this anyway, but I still do not see that according to mutual assistance between us, and the world, mutual inclusion, rapprochement, and mutual understanding that we are moving toward this normally. But I really hope that we will break through our impact on the world to the level where we can turn it into a greater manifestation of goodness. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. The Influence of Kabbalah on a Person, December 1, 2012. Conscience. Question: what is conscience? Answer: conscience is responsibility related to the goal. Conscience by itself does not exist. When we interpret it in isolation from everything else, we understand it as an egoistic self-chastising and nothing more. If you want to measure any property correctly, you must initially associate it with the Creator as a reference point, then draw it to yourself, and begin to explore it. Question: what if a person is not in attainment of the Creator? Answer: this is why our conscience is like a sail, it turns where you turn it. Question: how can you learn to interpret this concept correctly? Answer: there is no way. Under the influence of the environment, you can do anything you want with yourself. Question: do you mean human society? Answer: even if you grow up among animals, you will receive influence from them and become like them. Then at least you will have a conscience. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is conscience? March 21, 2011. Scientific principles of Kabbalah. If a person develops in himself an additional sensory organ, the organ of bestowal instead of reception, and begins to feel outside of himself in a completely different attitude to nature, then he already explores it with the help of bestowal, but following the same principles as the sciences of our world: research, repetition, recording, reproduction, and the perception of reality. He passes it on to others, And they also investigate and see the same results. Based on the fact that this reality is attained by many, it is perceived as existing and thus forms part of science. It is difficult to convey to what extent Kabbalah expands the perception of what kind of world we live in, how we relate to this world, and how we explore it. That is, it begins to show us how subjective we are and are limited even in our sciences and in everything. It is impossible to convey, and it is not necessary to. Kabbalists do not want to do this. They do not flirt with scientists, it is useless. If I do not have any sensory organ, how can I talk about what can be perceived in it? It seems to me incredible, fantastic, and false. From CabTVs I got a call. What is science? March 28, 2011. Join the common desire. Question: how can a person use heightened sensitivity to achieve a more subtle sense of spiritual techniques? There are some people who are more sensitive. Answer: it does not matter. Everyone has their own way forward. Question: doesn't sensitivity make it possible for us to convey Kabbalah better? Answer: no, we must do our best, try our best. All our attempts, in fact, do nothing but become included in the general desire, in the general striving. Then the light penetrates this desire and spreads more widely throughout all of humanity. Humanity starts to understand, realize, and change. It is unknown why. In fact, it is because through our efforts we have enabled the upper light to manifest itself more in all of us. This is, in principle, PR, this is dissemination. Of course, distribution of materials, books, pictures, and clips is all good. But the most important thing is that by doing this, we stimulate the desire. It is not clips themselves and at the same time those thoughts that you evoke in a person that lead him to something. No. Desires and aspirations make it possible for the light to descend and fill the emerging voids within each one and between us. And then we become wiser. That is how it works. Only the light. From CabTVs I got a call. Imitating Lateman, February 22, 2011. Health is a state of balance with the Creator. Question: what is health? Answer: health is the ability to quickly return to a state of balance with the Creator. The strength of a person's balance with the Creator is called health. In the corporeal world, everything in our body must be in balance: blood pressure, sugar, pulse, and other indicators. Usually, results of medical tests indicate the boundaries within which all parameters must balance. All this comes from the balance of the light, our desire, and the massark, screen, between them. In our world, in our inanimate, vegetative, and animate nature, we are in balance with the Creator. But we are in relative balance with Him, He always keeps it within some limits. If we somehow disturb this balance, then immediately a tsunami falls on us, or a volcano explodes, or an epidemic spreads, and so on, after which the balance is smoothed out. Thus, on the corporeal level, it is more or less supported all the time. But on the spiritual level, we need to achieve balance ourselves. That is, we can reach the balance with the Creator only by our free will, through our own efforts to rise above ourselves, to unite with others, to become one common whole. From CabTVs I got a call. What is health? February 27, 2011. What are love and hatred? Love and hatred are one property that manifests itself in its two opposite qualities. They are like the face and the back, two reverse sides of the same property. Their manifestation depends on understanding the importance of the quality of love or the quality of hatred. Question: which state is better? Answer: in order to determine this, it is also necessary to take into account the third quality from which we will start, because both love and hatred are the property of dependency. When I feel dependency, either my dependency on someone or someone on me, then the quality of either love or hatred appears. Now it all depends on how I want to feel this dependency, either as good and desirable, which means to develop it, to enjoy it, or vice versa, I do not want to be dependent, I do not want to tolerate this property, and then, it is hatred. That is, if someone hates me, he depends on me, and this limits him very much. But if he changed his attitude to love, he would also depend on me, but at the same time he would enjoy it. Therefore, we must first reveal universal hatred and then come from it to love. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is Love and Hate? March 12, 2011. Blessing is the essence of the letter bet. Question. The article The Letters of Rabbi Hamnunas Abba describes how the letters came to the Creator in turn, and he each time explains why he will not create the world with it, until the letter bet came. It is written that the essence of the letter bet is a blessing, and it has no opposing forces. Therefore, the Creator began the construction of the world from it. How can it be that there is a sign that has no opposite force? What is special about the letter bet? Answer. The letter bet means blessing. That is, there is a special force of the Creator that affects a person and moves him to the right goal, in the right direction, along the right path. This is what is called a blessing. Question. Where can I find the letter bet in me? Answer. If you read this article, you will begin to feel how it affects you. Question. That is, I will clearly understand that the force that leads me somewhere and gives me some kind of awareness is the force of bet. Answer. Yes, that is correct. From Cab TV's Introduction of the Book of Zohar, April 23, 2023. Michael Leitman, on Quora. If I rise above my own desires and fulfill the desires of others, then how do I feel those people? You feel yourself and the others as one, that they are the closest and dearest people to you. The self that you previously considered, your personal I, disappears from your sensation. Its relevance drops significantly as it becomes more like an animal that lives next to you. However, your desires constantly grow, so how does such growth reconcile with the motion to rise above them? It does so for you to use the growing desires in order to increasingly connect with others. The more your desires show you how separate and distant you are from each other, the greater your opportunity to overcome such desires with the positive force of connection that dwells in nature to connect with others and feel fulfillment through them. This process can be likened to fulfilling a loved one. You fulfill yourself more than you fulfill them because you do so despite your own desires. As such, you feel the full strength of the fulfillment on yourself. It is similar to how electricity passes through a resistor. The stronger the resistance, the greater the voltage. That tension is the pleasure you feel. It is not painful. It is a delight. The minus, your self-aimed desires, inverts to a plus, replacing hatred and rejection with love and connection. Based on Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is pleasure? With Cabalist Dr. Michael Leitman on February 21, 2011. Written, edited by students of Cabalist Dr. Michael Leitman.